You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 10th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Real Memphis Street Policing History Behind New Arrest Data. By Darius Spearman. The city of Memphis is facing a familiar storm of controversy regarding its law enforcement tactics. Recent headlines highlight a new SAFE task force that has conducted thousands of arrests in a short window. However, the data behind these arrests reveals a concerning pattern. A public review points to a heavy racial skew in who the police target. This development is not a new phenomenon for the city. It is part of a century-long story of aggressive policing in black and brown neighborhoods. Memphis has historically used specialized units to respond to spikes in crime. These units often operate with little oversight and focus on low-level offenses. The current situation echoes the pain caused by previous units like Scorpion. While officials claim these moves make the city safer, many residents feel like they are living under occupation. Understanding this history is vital to understanding the current red flags raised by the SAFE Task Force data. The long history of the murder capital label Memphis has struggled with a reputation for violence for over 100 years. In 1932, the city was officially dubbed the murder capital of the world. Its homicide rate was 5 times higher than that of Chicago during the era of Al Capone. This label created immense political pressure on city leaders. They responded by demanding tough on crime tactics that targeted specific communities. This period of history often ignored the systemic roots of poverty and inequality. The label of murder capital has been used repeatedly to justify militarized policing. During the early 20th century, the media often blamed crime on black residents and migrants. This rhetoric shifted the focus away from the social issues caused by the slave trade and Jim Crow laws. Instead of investing in neighborhoods, the city invested in force. This pattern established a cycle where high crime rates lead to aggressive policing, which then leads to community distrust. The myth of broken windows policing in the 1980s, a new theory called broken windows, changed how Memphis police operated. This theory suggests that minor signs of disorder lead to serious crime. If a window is broken and not fixed, it signals that no one cares. Police began to focus heavily on minor infractions like loitering and public drinking. The goal was to maintain order through zero-tolerance enforcement. Critics argue that this approach is a tool for racial profiling. It gives officers a reason to stop and search people in black neighborhoods for almost any reason. Instead of catching dangerous criminals, police often end up arresting people for poverty-related issues. This strategy creates a massive volume of low-level arrests. It does not necessarily reduce the number of murders or robberies. However, it does increase the number of people caught in the criminal justice system. The rise and fall of elite units. Memphis has a history of creating specialized squads to flood high-crime areas. In 2021, Chief Sarah Lynn Davis created the Scorpion Unit. The name stood for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. It was supposed to be a laser-focused tool against violence. However, the unit quickly became known for aggressive jump-out tactics. Officers in unmarked cars would suddenly confront residents and perform searches. The Scorpion Unit was disbanded in 2023 after the tragic death of Tyre Nichols. 5 members were charged with his murder after a brutal traffic stop. Investigations showed that the unit relied on pretextual stops. These are stops for minor traffic issues used as an excuse to look for other crimes. Data revealed that 90% of the people Scorpion arrested were black. The unit became a symbol of how specialized policing can spiral out of control. The truth about pretextual stops: a pretextual stop happens when an officer pulls a driver over for a small issue like a broken taillight. The real goal is to search the car for drugs or weapons. The Supreme Court ruled in 1996 that these stops are legal. As long as there is a traffic violation, the officer's true motive does not matter. This ruling created a massive loophole for law enforcement to bypass the Fourth Amendment. After Tyre Nichols died, the Memphis City Council tried to ban these stops. They wanted to protect citizens from unnecessary interactions with police. However, the Tennessee State Legislature passed a law to stop them. The state argued that local bans made communities less safe. Now, state and federal officers can ignore the local ban. They continue to use minor violations to justify thousands of stops in the city today. The Safe Task Force and new red flags in late 2025, a new initiative called the Safe Task Force launched in Memphis. It includes federal agencies like the FBI and DEA. President Donald Trump has supported such federal interventions to restore order in cities. Within its first 2 months, the task force logged nearly 3,000 arrests. While it was sold as a way to fight violence, the data tells a different story. An analysis of one day of arrest records showed that 75% of those arrested were not charged with a violent crime. Instead, many arrests were for minor traffic issues or immigration status. In the first 2 weeks, the task force issued over 4,000 traffic citations. This suggests that high-volume pretextual stops have returned in full force. The focus seems to be on quantity of arrests rather than the quality of public safety. Federal overreach in the National Guard. The deployment of the Tennessee National Guard in Memphis marks a major escalation. These troops operate under federal funding but follow the orders of the governor. This is a state-federal hybrid authority that many find troubling. Local leaders have filed lawsuits against this move. They argue that using the military to police citizens violates the state constitution. The Guard is not trained in civilian law enforcement. They do not have the same experience in de-escalation or civil rights as standard officers. Despite this, they are being used in patrol capacities. This presence contributes to a sense of militarization in the city. Many advocates believe that having soldiers on the street does not build trust. It only reinforces the idea that some neighborhoods are treated as enemy territory. The DOJ report on systematic misconduct in December 2024, the Department of Justice released a report on the Memphis Police Department. The findings were devastating. The DOJ concluded that the department engages in a pattern of unconstitutional conduct. This includes using excessive force as a tool for punishment. Officers were found to frequently ignore the rights of the people they serve. The report specifically noted that Black residents are treated more harshly. It highlighted egregious misconduct toward children and people with disabilities. This investigation confirms what many in the community have said for years. The problems in Memphis are not just about a few bad apples. They are about a system that encourages anti-colonialism struggles against unfair power structures. Targeting the Latino community, recent data shows that the Safe Task Force has expanded its focus to the Latino community. About 20% of early arrests were immigration-related. Many of these began as routine traffic stops. ICE agents often accompany local police on these patrols. This has created a chilling effect in Hispanic neighborhoods. Families are now afraid to leave their homes for work or medical care. Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris has accused the task force of racial profiling. He noted that people are being detained simply for looking Latino. This strategy uses the excuse of street violence to conduct a mass deportation campaign. It shifts the burden of policing onto an already vulnerable population. The crisis at 201 Poplar. All these arrests lead to a central location, the jail at 201 Poplar. This facility is the heart of the criminal justice system in Memphis. It is also a place of great suffering. As of late 2025, nearly 3,000 people were held there. The jail is severely overcrowded, and conditions are described as barbaric. Over 50 people have died at 201 Poplar since 2019. Families have filed lawsuits alleging starvation and medical neglect. The high volume of arrests from the Safe Task Force only makes this crisis worse. People are often held for long periods before they even see a judge. This system does not just punish people, it breaks them. The push for reparations commission work in other cities highlights the need for accountability here. Lowered hiring standards and lack of oversight. The problems with specialized units often start with how officers are hired. In the years before Tyre Nichols died, the MPD faced a staffing shortage. To fill vacancies, the department significantly lowered its standards. They removed requirements for college credits or military service. They even dropped physical fitness requirements like running. The city also sought waivers to hire applicants with criminal records. Large signing bonuses were offered to attract anyone who would wear the badge. Former recruiters say this attracted candidates motivated by money rather than service. When these new officers were placed in units like Scorpion, they lacked the supervision needed to act correctly. This lack of standards created a dangerous environment for the citizens of Memphis. A call for change and racial justice. The data from the SAFE Task Force shows that Memphis is repeating the mistakes of the past. High arrest numbers for low-level crimes do not stop the violence that plagues the city. Instead, they widen the gap between the police and the people. The racial skew in these arrests proves that the system still targets Black and Latino residents disproportionately. True safety comes from addressing the root causes of crime, such as poverty and lack of opportunity. It does not come from jump-out squads or military patrols. The residents of Memphis deserve a police force that respects their rights and focuses on real threats. Advocates continue to push for a reparations task force approach to fixing these deep-seated issues. Until the city moves away from these tough-on-crime tactics, the red flags will continue to fly. Copyright African Elements.